Dispatch Unit at Prisma Health Upstate. It's the Pops for Pups Golf Extravaganza all day on Tuesday, April the 27th. Go to popsforpups.com to sign up for the golf challenge today.
Repower with a new Tohatsu and feel the wind. Tohatsu Upward offers four-stroke motors from 2.5 to 250 horsepower, and they've been building motors since 1956. They offer a five-year warranty, Simplex technology, and reliability, dependability, and simplicity. Now is the time to get a new Tohatsu motor with low monthly payments. Financing is available, and we accept all major credit and debit cards. Call Oscar at McCurry's Outboard in Anderson. Call 864-225-8704 and let's deal.
I absolutely love my dog, but the constant shedding, not so much. But then I got a Swiffer Sweeper pet kit, and it is amazing. These super thick cloths pick up a crazy amount of hair. Just look at all that. And that was from just one swipe. And the best part? Sweeper's so much easier to maneuver than a broom or a vacuum, easily getting around chairs and under the couch. You're right. Now I can focus on you, not your shedding. Swiffer Sweeper Pet Kit. Because shed happens.
American-owned and operated, Ingles is where you'll find low prices and you'll love the savings. Use your Ingles Advantage card to treat your family to London Broil or Top Round Roast, Ingles Premium Certified USDA Choice Beef, just $3.48 a pound. How about Cosmic Crisp Apples, just $1.48 a pound? You know it's a great time to make a savory marinara sauce for homemade pizza, spaghetti, or whatever else you want. Just 98 cents a pound for organic Roma tomatoes in your Ingles produce department. Sip on savings with your Ingles Advantage card and save nearly $15 on 5 6-packs of Coke products in 500 milliliters. Get 5 for just $9.98. And be sure to stop by the adult beverage aisle for big savings on select wines, domestic, and craft beers. I shop at Ingles, and you should too. American-owned and operated. Ingles, one team, one community, where you'll find low prices and you'll love the savings.
Tip to the Road Rage, we are back. Before you go, let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. Better yet, let Tom tell you. Tom writes, my experience at George Coleman Ford was a breeze. Thanks to Carlos and the rest of the team. Be sure to ask for Carlos. That always gets me more. You couldn't ask for a better salesperson. Not that Carlos isn't a great salesperson. He is. But they're all great at George Coleman Ford. It's a culture similar to what's been built at Clemson. But Tom's experience was with Carlos. So he writes, no haggle pricing. You get the best deal for a newer used vehicle and none of the document fees, et cetera, fees that other dealers have. Again, thank you, Carlos. Thank you, Greg Coleman, for having such a great team. You know, for 90 years, this has been the way. For 90 years, they've been treating people the right way. And that's why people keep coming back, you know, through good times and bad. You know, name the car dealerships that have been around for 90 years. It isn't easy. The only way you achieve that is by long-term commitment to doing the best thing for your customers. If you've lost that, if you can't find it, it's because you're looking in the wrong place. Get to George Coleman Ford Travelers Rest. You will thank me later. Based on the text line, Ramona is just sort of outraged about the last caller. This blank is saying Deshaun Watson's guilty until proven innocent. He needs to shut up from Robert and Clemson. Texter 608 says, dang, dude, makes you wonder why Walt would even want to touch on these subjects on the show. Thanks for the courage, Walt. Thank you. Very kind of you. Appreciate it. Tyson says, oops. Where'd it go? Jerm says two words for Brian, Duke Lacrosse. Just because there's an accusation doesn't make it the truth. Watson deserves his quote day in court, but while you were consistently standing up for both Watson's rights and the accuser's rights, we still have innocence until proven guilty in America, I think. Great show as always, brother. Very kind of you, Jerm. And Jay said, I'm a Houston fan. This whole thing has been hard to reconcile. And as weird as it is, the worst I can still come up with is the sort of creepy, and that it's not to diminish the women's roles in the situation, but the whole thing is just weird. There was more there, and I don't know where it went. Just disappeared. But basically, he was appreciating the notion that the fact that we have played it evenly, and that we have examined both sides of the equation. So we appreciate that, Jay. You want to get in, you're welcome to 654-767. I also want to get some baseball. I want to make predictions here before we get out of here today. You get in if you want to join the conversation. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232, 269-1232. No one does roofing like Gilstrap. I've had all sorts of people send me photos of the new roofs Gilstrap put on their home. They're unbelievable. But I also have people write me, unfortunately, in emergencies, because we all sort of walk around with our fingers crossed about our roofs. We don't really even know how old our roof is. And we certainly don't have the wherewithal to check it. And nor should you, because if you endeavor to do so, you probably just get hurt. You wonder what you're looking for anyway. But I'm encouraging you to do as I say, not as I did, because I found out the hard way when I came home to the water damage, and Ramona found out that way, and Salesar David found out that way. He got the worst of it. He had two floors worth of damage, lost a bunch of irreplaceable property. Don't let those things happen to you. Don't come home to ruined hardwood floors or antique furniture or anything else. Take advantage of Gilstrap's free checkup. Find out what the condition of your roof is. 269-1232. 269-1232. If there's something wrong, they have licensed insurance adjusters on staff. Get it fixed. If there's nothing wrong, that's what they'll tell you. But at least you'll get some idea where you stand. You know, they may say, no, sir, ma'am, you don't need to do anything now. You can do it in 3 or 4 years. Tar Heel Chad. Chad, how are you?
Hey, Walt. How's it going, buddy?
Good, Chad. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, man. I just was going to touch on the Roy Wade stuff. It's interesting. I was listening to most of his press conference, and I think a couple things are abundantly clear. Stood out to me. One is, I'm just paraphrasing, he says he just doesn't have it anymore, and said he made a lot of critical mistakes the last couple years, and it was pretty evident that, you know, he was not reaching the kids like he once did and so forth. So I thought that was an interesting point. And he talked about that for probably 10 minutes. And another point is just, I think you touched on it earlier, just the state of the game and kind of where it's headed. As a matter of fact, in his opening remarks, he said, I'm opting out. And he was, you know, being facetious. So I think those were two pretty glaring things. And it sounds like they kind of have a plan in place already. They alluded to it. I think we'll find out more at 7 o'clock tonight with Bubba. But interesting career. And not too many people say they can coach at UNC and at Kansas. So, any thoughts?
No. I mean, look, he's a legend. I addressed it early in the show, Chad. You know, you may want to go back and listen to the first segment when you get a chance.
Yeah, I will.
And I realize people – Look, people join the show at all different times. I'm fully cognizant of that. I just – for the people who have been listening all along, I don't want to rehash that 20 minutes. But
no, that's fine. Yeah, I totally get it.
But, you know, just to summarize, you know, we're all judged on the preponderance of who and what we are and what we do, and I think the preponderance on Roy Williams is good. I think he's a good man. I think he's been a good basketball coach. He brought a style of play to college basketball that I think is absolutely needed, particularly in today's sort of micromanagement style of college basketball play. I don't want to see transition die with him. It's alive and good at places like Gonzaga, but I don't want to see that die. And I'm hoping that North Carolina picks. I'm hoping that North Carolina his next choice is somebody who continues that style of play. I've thought for some weeks now that this might happen. Wrote about it on Twitter and sort of expected Wes Miller to be that guy. Now, again, I don't know, I don't know how far North Carolina is going to reach, what they think is attainable. I personally don't think Mark Few is attainable for an assortment of reasons. I do think Jay Wright might be attainable. And if North Carolina were to hire Jay Wright, I would applaud that hire. I do think Wes Miller fits the profile, the selecting from Carolina's tree. I think he has a lot to offer. Outside people might not like that hire, but I think it would actually be a pretty solid hire if that's the direction they go in. And I still sort of anticipate that conclusion, but any other names you want to consider?
Nah, I mean, there's some crazy ones out there, the Billy Donovan types, and I've heard even, as far as Lavelle Moten, who's at North Carolina Central, light Lavelle Moten, he's a really good friend of UNC, but he's not going to be the next coach at North Carolina. So I'm not really sure. I think the list comes, personally, I think for me, of the names you just mentioned, I would say, Jay Wright, there's some Brad Stevens talk, but I think Jay Wright, Wes Miller, probably there. I think the decision has been made, my personal gut. They're a lot closer than you think, because Roy, this has been going on since Tuesday after the Wisconsin game per the press conference this afternoon. So I think there's already some stuff in motion. So let me ask you one quick question before I go.
Yeah.
When you look at Duke, North Carolina, just looking in the ACC, is North Carolina a better job, in your opinion, not only short term, but long term? And there's been some debate on ESPN today about, jobs, et cetera. Is it a better job, in your opinion, UNC or Duke?
Well, I think North Carolina is a much better job. I think North Carolina is the elite basketball job in the country. I don't even see how that's arguable, to be honest. Duke has built heritage. They had heritage before Krzyzewski. I'm not just suggesting that Krzyzewski built it, but he certainly enhanced it to a level that no one else has. But it's a bandbox. It's a high school gym. It's a good job. But I also don't know what that job will be when Krzyzewski leaves. Mike Krzyzewski's coaching tree is most similar to Charlie Brown's Christmas tree. It's it's brutal.
I think the bigger thing with the Duke is maybe North Carolina is set up for more long term success than Duke.
I think so.
After Krzyzewski. That's probably a better way to put it.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, that's fair enough. I just wanted to check in, my man. We'll see what happens. Going to be interesting in the coaching circles here coming up soon. Take care.
Yep. Always good to speak with you, Jeff. Yeah, I mean, again, if I'm ranking the basketball jobs in America, I think North Carolina is the best job in the country. You have the heritage. You have all the blue blood players. It's an easy school to recruit to. They've always been able to recruit that type of talent. Even pre-one and done, they've always been able to recruit to that. They play a historic style of play that's attracted to recruits. The heritage, the names. Obviously, Duke has names too, but it just seems like North Carolina has bigger names, I just think North Carolina is clearly the number one basketball coaching job in America. Now, if you're the number one job in America, could you attract the number one candidate in Mark Few? Maybe, but again, Few has built an empire. He's, when all is said and done, he's going to have multiple national championships. If he wants to, he's going to be the all-time leader in wins. He'll pass Krzyzewski. He's going to have it all. And he's going to have it as king of his empire with no challenge to his sovereignty or anything. I mean, there's Marfew is king there. And he's going to stay king. And there's no pressure involved at all. You traverse the country to go to the East Coast. You're to come with enormous expectations, and you are going to have to win at North Carolina. Not that I have any doubt that few could, but he's found his own way to do things. I don't think there's zero reason for Mark Few to walk away from the empire which he has built. I don't see that. Again, I think Donovan's attainable because I feel like Donovan's, I don't want to say past his expiration point because he hasn't done that, but I don't think his stock is up right now to me. It's just flat, you know, and that's not where I would be looking, although it is a name. There's no question it's a name. Matt, I'm coming to you. Let me tell you about Nick Lavery. My man, Nick Lavery, do you need someone who knows the law on your side? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get what you deserve. His office is conveniently located downtown Clemson, 115 Old Circle. You've been hurt on the job, dealing with the aftermath of a car accident or personal injury, or been charged criminally. Nick understands your frustration. He's here to get you back on your feet. If you're purchasing a new home or business, it can be stressful. Nick's the guy. He'll make sure your closing goes smoothly. Nick's a former state prosecutor, longtime private practice attorney who's ready to help you win. Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than 20 years. He's here to answer any legal questions you might have. Call Nick Lavery today, 864-654-3680, 864-654-3680, to schedule your appointment. Also, check out his website for more info at Nick Lavery, Lavery. .com. Quick break. Matt, you're up first as soon as we get back.
It's fast. It's furious. It's tough. It's tenacious. It's like no other sport in the world. It's hockey and the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. Check out swamprabbits.com for game schedule and available tickets.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Rooster's Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Rooster's offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Rooster's at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
If you're a local business owner in the upstate, you know how important it is to work with local, experienced people you can count on. Pinecrest Foods' mission is to sell the best quality products with the best delivery service possible. All their products are supplied by local companies we know and love, like Clemson's Best Ice Cream and Carolina Pride Hot Dogs. Proud to serve all channels and formats from hospital to restaurant, grocery to convenience store. Find out more about the Pinecrest difference. Visit pinecrestfoods.com.
I absolutely love my dog, but the constant shedding, not so much. But then I got a Swiffer Sweeper pet kit, and it is amazing. These super thick cloths pick up a crazy amount of hair. Just look at all that. And that was from just one swipe. And the best part? Sweeper's so much easier to maneuver than a broom or a vacuum, easily getting around chairs and under the couch. You're right. Now I can focus on you, not your shedding. Swiffer Sweeper Pet Kit. Because shed happens.
Join us on Tuesday, April the 27th at Three's Greenville Golf and Grill for the Pops for Pups Golf Extravaganza, sponsored by Engels, George Coleman Ford, and Broken Oak Restoration. Come hang out in person with the Roar team, play the par 3 course, or take on the 18-hole putting course. And here's the best part. All proceeds from this event go to the Pops for Pups Endowment, supporting the Canine Fetch Unit at Prisma Health Upstate. It's the Pops for Pups Golf Extravaganza, all day on Tuesday, April the 27th. Go to popsforpups.com to make a donation or to sign up today.
Hey, guys, are you tired of being overweight, tired, and gun-shy when the lights go out? If the answer is yes, you need to come see us today at Low Country Male. Testosterone replacement plans start at $200 a month and include labs, testosterone, medication, and doctor visits. Ask us about our new combination peptide weight loss protocol that burns fat and eliminates cravings. We can get the fat off, get your energy up, and make you perform when it counts. LowCountryMale.com. Offices in Greenville, Charleston, Mount Pleasant, and Charlotte. 850-801-MALE.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's opponents on Man versus Train. At the crossing, we have Rick, a 175-pound frustrated man who's running late for work. And on the tracks, we have Bull, a million-pound freight train that takes a mile to stop. Let's see who comes out on top.
You can't beat a train, so don't try. Stop. Trains can't. Paid for by NHTSA.
Missed a show? No worries. Catch every hour of every show on our webpage, WCCPFM.com. We are The Roar.
Well, I was born in the Southland 20-some-odd years ago. Well, I left home for the first time, honey, when I was 4 years old.
I'm a freeborn man.
You know, a texter said, where'd it go? He said, calling Duke a worse job while slamming Kay in the same sentence doesn't make sense. And I'm like, you know, I'm always like hitting and moving. I'm like, when did I slam Kay? You know, and I'm thinking about just him. And then it occurred to us during the break, oh, the tree. I called this tree a Charlie Brown Christmas tree. Well, so it actually makes perfect sense if you think about it. Because my point being is that I don't think the success of Krzyzewski is guaranteed to continue at Duke based on his Charlie Brown succession tree. You know, in other words, there aren't a lot of really good candidates to continue that success. So that was the point. I mean, I think it makes sense. Seems to make sense to me. But it wasn't and here's the thing. Was I slamming him or was I being factual? Because I think it's a fine line between those two things anyway.
Well, you were saying, first of all, I said nothing. When he leaves, there's not going to be anything there.
Right. I didn't say that. Well, yes, because actually I didn't say. The truth is, I didn't say anything about him directly. Now, I've slammed him in the past. You know, you might be able to go to yesterday and find it.
Yeah. Yeah. But you were talking about when he retires, where are they going to go? There's no good people.
Right. What I'm speaking is, again, his factual coaching tree is a lot like Charlie Brown's Christmas tree. It's barren. There's nowhere to go on it. Well, it's just true.
Making fun of Charlie Brown's Christmas tree.
Well, it's just true. I mean, the best of the lot is Mike Bray at Notre Dame, and they want to fire him down at Notre Dame. He's the best of the lot.
Is that Christmas? Are you going to hire Mike?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a good tree. It's not. Let me get to the phones. Vibe Broadband Communication phone lines. Matt and then Robert. Matt, how are you?
Hey, Walt.
Hey,
thanks,
Matt,
for getting me in.
Good to have you. Yeah, thank you.
North Carolina, you know, an ideal job. I mean, what recruit wouldn't want to go there? I mean, you don't have to do your homework. I mean, someone else is going to do that for you, and you're going to have classes that you have tutors in that are going to make turn-in papers with it. I mean, before you're done, you might have a PhD, and you've only been there 1 year. I mean, yeah, heck yeah, that's a premier program.
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
It's a fair point.
How bad is this thing going to end up, Walt, with Gonzaga? Are they going to destroy everybody on their way to the championship? I mean, is it even going to be close? Should I tune in, or what's your opinion?
I think you should tune in to watch the coronation. I think it's been an amazing journey, and this team has been unbelievable and has now won 28 straight games by double figures, which is just utterly impossible, except that they did it, obviously. And I don't think they've played their A game yet, which is the really bad news for everybody else, because the guy who was the team MVP, the league MVP, is Kispert. And Kispert hasn't played anywhere near what he's capable of playing. I mean, he's arguably the best pure shooter in the country, and he's just not shot the ball well in this tournament. God forbid, from an opponent's standpoint, that he starts hitting those shots, which it seems that he will. And if that element kicks in, then you know, good luck staying within 30 of them, because they're not taking any prisoners. And you know what? You know, I was thinking about this. It's funny you mentioned this, Matt, because I was thinking about this early this morning or last night or sometime. It all runs together. But we've seen other Gonzaga teams in the past, as great as they've been, they've come into this tournament at times with almost a tentative sort of feeling it out nature. And again, look, they're the only team in America that's been to Sweet 16 6 years in a row. So they're the best basketball program in the country, just to be clear. But they have still felt like the tournament was iffy. It felt that way. There's been nothing iffy about this. These people think they are the boss. I mean, it couldn't be any more clear. They don't care who you are. They don't care what your name says. They don't care what conference you come out of. They don't care about any of that. You are just their next victim, and they are having fun doing it, and they know it. They are playing with an unbelievable arrogance, an arrogance that comes from excellence. But, I mean, you see Drew Timmy dunks. He takes both hands and starts blowing kisses to the crowd. I mean, this is not the Gonzaga that we have seen before. These people know they're better than you. They don't think they're better than you. They know they're better than you.
That's awesome. I'm probably going to watch then. I mean, if they're not going to take any prisoners, I'm going to enjoy that. I mean, nor should they.
Absolutely. I mean,
sports isn't a mercy rule. I mean, they should. Do you think their program and Villanova, are they similar how they're built now, or do you think it's a totally different comparison?
You've got one school on the East Coast and one on the West Coast. I think there are a lot of things different. There's a difference in the style of play, obviously, and Villanova will run. But they're also a half-court execution team, and they're a good half-court defensive team. But Gonzaga is just coming at you in waves. They are as fast and as up-tempo. They're the best passing team I've ever seen in college basketball. And they just come at you in waves. And their defense fuels a lot of that, too. It's been the underrated element because they have a luxury that no one else has. They can free switch with their five, which is – unheard of. I mean, in the way the game is played today, free switching is a requirement, but the definition of free switching and just means that you don't have to fight through screens on the perimeter because you have like-bodied people, and so you can just switch. So in other words, you have a 6'4 guy next to a 6'5 guy, and if they screen you out high, you can just switch, and with the like bodies, you can just continue to cover your men. Gonzaga is doing that with their center, which is impossible, but Timmy is so athletic laterally with his feet that he's able to do it. And I don't know the last team I've seen that could free switch with five guys, including their 6'10 post player, and then they start running at you, and they just keep coming in waves. But no, this team is loose. They 100% believe that nobody can beat them. They believe they're bulletproof, and they are having big time fun with the whole thing. And I think they're right. I've thought they were right all along, and I still do. I think there are two more victims. I think they're going to blow UCLA off the court, and then I think it'll come down to Gonzaga and Baylor. And I think Baylor will hang around for a while and ultimately lose by double digits.
Well, I appreciate it, Walt.
Yeah, thank you, Matt. Good call as always. I mean, it's just like I said. this is a different Gonzaga bunch. You know, Drew Timmy, who is the most athletic, least athletic looking person the game has ever seen. I mean, he's got this, you know, whatever they call that mustache now. You know, he has this mustache that goes down to like under the sides of his face, and he keeps growing the thing out, and his mom hates it. But they're just having fun with it, and they don't care. And when Timmy dunks on you, as he does frequently, because he's out running the court, you know, he's out ahead of the court a lot of times. After he dunks on you, you know, he's taking both hands and raising them to his mouth and blowing double extended arm kisses to the crowd. You know, now these people, they think they're better than you. They know they're better than you, and they are having fun with dismantling you. And again, they truly believe they're invincible, as do I. Robert, how are you?
Walt, I'm good. And you?
Good, Robert. Appreciate you getting in.
A couple quick things before I get to why I called. First of all, that fellow that called earlier giving you flack about the Deshaun Watson stuff, that dude must not listen very often, because he certainly hasn't heard me call in, because I've made some very inappropriate comments and you quickly distanced yourself from them. You have been nothing but straightforward and tactful, and you couldn't handle this situation any better on the air.
Very kind of you,
Robert. I don't understand what that guy was even getting at. What I
took most exception to is he was putting words in my mouth. He was saying I said things that I had not said, nor had it ever been the point of anything I had said. So, you know, I took a little bit of exception to that. But, you know, look, it's all good. He's welcome to call back tomorrow, as people always are. You know, these little disputes will happen.
Absolutely. Second of all, the answer to my trivia question yesterday, about the
field goal blocks. Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't Ernie Ladd. It's Wahoo McDaniel. McDaniel, yeah, he's ranked by NFL Football Journal as the 15th best kick blocker in the history of the NFL, and he actually led the league in 63 with Denver Broncos. Ernie Ladd didn't even make the list. I found that very interesting. Did not know that. So, the reason I called, it's not sports related. Yesterday, but it's very important to me.
Do you know?
Go ahead.
Just to continue with that theme for a second before you get to this other topic. But do you know that one time in history, before they changed the rules, and I've said this before on the show, the Kansas City Chiefs under Hank Stram had a guy named Morris Stroud who was a tight end. He was 6'10". And Stram used to post him under the goalpost on long field goals and have him jump to try and knock the field goals down. That used to be legal, actually. And he would post the 6'10" tight end Morris Stroud right underneath the crossbar and have him try and knock down field goals. All right, go ahead. Get to whatever
else. Just so you know, on this list, Ted Hendricks is number one.
Oh, that makes sense. The mad store.
Yesterday I got some news that I had won an appeal, a 7-year-old appeal with the VA. And I know you have a lot of veterans listening, and I just want to say, guys, don't give up. Do not give up for your benefits that you have earned. If you have a veterans organization, first of all, educate yourself. You have to educate yourself. If you've got a veterans organization representing you and you don't think they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, find somebody else. You've got an advertiser with the Navy Blue Water Act. Call them. Most attorneys are very reasonable. They will not charge you anything unless you win. And just don't give up. That's what the VA wants you to do. They want you to get frustrated. They want you to get mad. They want you to go away. Do not give up because you have earned these things. I'm still fighting some other ones, but I did win that one. And I just wanted to send that out to all of my fellow veterans. Just don't take the crap from the VA. Don't do what they want you to do. Don't give up. Walt, I appreciate it, man.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you. Thank you for your service as well, as always. Let me tell you about Priority One before we take a quick break. We're going to talk some baseball when we get back. Because this show is just disappearing, as they usually do. Fastest 4 hours in radio. Priority One, for all your security needs. No one does it like Priority One. They're the best in the industry. First of all, it starts with great people. And you just don't get better than Priority One. I mean, for 4 years, they've matched the first $15,000 in our Tigers for Tontas campaign. They've written checks for $60,000 over the last 4 years to help directly impact cancer and the course of cancer in the upstate of South Carolina. They may have already directly helped a member of your family. If not, they surely will. We all wind up in the same position there eventually, and we're all in this together, and Priority One is front and center in that. That's not reason enough to let them protect your loved ones against bad guys. This is tip of the spear in technology, total customization, fastest response time in the industry, ultimate professionalism. You know, when these people come out to your property, when Priority One comes out to your property, you'll know instantly their level of expertise. They'll think of things that you haven't even considered. And they're going to examine your situation differently from your neighbors because it's not the same. You have to consider access and entries into the property and every element. And no one does it like they do. The bad guy may never find you. Then again, he may find you 3 days from now. I don't know. You may go through life unscathed, you may not. When you're ready to protect the people who matter most in this world to you, dial the number 288-1400, 288-1400. It's Priority One. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break. We'll be right back.
Looking to lower your auto loan payment? Look no further than Founders Federal Credit Union. Refinance your current auto loan and we will beat your existing rate by 1%. Plus, make no payments for 90 days. Boats, motorcycles, and recreational vehicles are included. Relax with Founders. Don't miss out. Apply today at foundersfcu.com/auto or at an office near you. Terms and conditions apply. Membership qualification required. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA. Current auto loan must be with another financial institution.
It's bow time. Tick, tick, boom. Like a powder keg in your mouth. Biscuits baked 49 steps fluffy. Chicken marinated 12 hours bold. Iced tea steeped 12 minutes lazy. Right now, get an 8-piece meal for just $19.99. It's bow time.
Spring is here and summer isn't far off. Nobody wants to see that soft dad bod at the beach or the pool. Come on in to Low Country Mail today and we'll get that weight off, get your energy up, get your game back in the bedroom. Our plans are $200 a month and include testosterone, doctor visits, and labs. Ask us about our new combination peptide weight loss protocol that burns fat and eliminates cravings. Worried about thinning hair? We got you covered with PRP hair restoration. LowCountryMail.com. Offices in Greenville, Charlotte, Mount Pleasant, and North Charleston. 850-801-MAIL.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Purple Haze, with stores in Williamson and Clemson, is committed to our customers and our community. We're raising money to help feed children in Pickens County, and we're inviting you to donate at the Clemson or Williamson Purple Haze locations. With our amazing selection of glassware, t-shirts, incense, and piercing options, Purple Haze is something for everyone, including tooth gems. We're Purple Haze, a small business helping those in our communities. Purple Haze, see us in Clemson or Williamson.
dining out can be a challenge. But at Joe's New Yorker Pizza, your safety and comfort is important. We clean and sanitize regularly, and we've chosen to remain at 50% capacity with all our staffs wearing masks. Come to our Clemson or Seneca Joe's New York Pizza to enjoy pizza, meatballs, calzones, salads, and of course, the sauce. We look forward to serving you and your family in the safest way possible. In person, curbside, or to go. Joe's New Yorker Pizza, Patrick Square, Clemson, Seneca on 123.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's opponents on Man versus Train. At the crossing, we have Rick, a 175-pound frustrated man who's running late for work. And on the tracks, we have Bull, a million-pound freight train that takes a mile to stop. Let's see who comes out on top.
You can't beat a train, so don't try. Stop. Trains Can't. Paid for by NHTSA.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Never is a long time, but it may be safe to say you'll never find a better time than right now to sell your pre-owned vehicle to George Coleman Ford. Pre-owned prices have soared due to lack of new inventory nationwide, and George Coleman Ford wants your pre-owned vehicle. The process is hassle and fee-free. It's as quick as them assessing your vehicle, quoting you a price, and writing you a check. Read the George Coleman Ford reviews and see why doing business with them is the best choice. George Coleman Ford, Travelers Rest.
DQ presents... Picture this. Picture a DQ chicken and biscuits basket. All white meat chicken strips nestled next to crispy golden fries and seven mini biscuits. Fluffy, flaky mini biscuits that you can dunk in a side of warm pepper gravy. Then you leave the drive-thru and your favorite song comes on the radio. And all the streetlights turn green. This mini win calls for a mini celebration with the DQ chicken and biscuits basket. Or get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Covering the upstate with a split back formation. 105.5, 97.5, and AM 1560. We are the Roar.
On the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone.
Walked up to the road rage. You know, I've been meaning to do this all day, and we're just so busy, but we have some tickets to give away to the Clemson spring game, right? We want to. And they're like that great seats too. Aren't they great seats?
They're two lower level tickets to the spring.
You yell the answer.
Well, yeah,
right,
I had to get my paper, make sure I read it right. I thought I knew it and I want to make sure I wasn't.
All right. So we have a pair.
I might be wrong. I guess.
Yeah. Just keep going on. The show ends at seven.
Yeah, it does.
May I go on with the ending with the getting out of the tickets now?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know what? Just because you insist on doing this, I've just decided that we're going to do like the seventh caller thing. All right. From this point forward.
What's the question? Make the question really hard.
There's not a question.
Oh, there's just a caller?
That's right.
Okay.
Seventh caller from right now. I'll give you two tickets to the Clemson spring game. Excellent seat. So seventh caller from right now, 654-7627, 654-7627, you get in and go to the Clemson spring game, and here they light up. So we'll see who seven is going to be. She's already got the complete board filled, and she's on the second board, so it shouldn't be long. It shouldn't be long. Wow, I'm even seeing some businesses pop up on there. How about that? Line five is a really interesting caller. Do you have a winner there yet, Producer Ramona?
Yeah, I got. So I got to get his information. So
okay, we have a winner. We have a winner. We appreciate all of you people getting in, and they're still completely jammed with you people. It's amazing. I want to talk about some. They're done. Stop calling. All right, stop. They're gone. Maybe we'll have another pair. You know, maybe tomorrow. Maybe not. No, it won't be tomorrow. We're off. We're off for Good Friday tomorrow. I will not be here tomorrow. So if you want to talk to me, you have an hour and, you know, 12 minutes to do something. All right. On to our baseball picks. Oh, before we do that, let me tell you about Kiwi Financial, my guy Greg Wells. Greg Wells, 100% independent advisor. Kiwi Financial, 100% independent advisors. Greg will design the plan that fits your financial picture. Every personal financial situation is different. You need a different up-to-date plan, not some cookie-cutter, one-size-fits-all program. It's not the way it works. Financial planning is way more than just choosing your investments. It's a big-picture analysis of your entire financial world. Investments, yes. Minimize the risk from bad stocks and funds. Social Security. There are 314 different ways a married couple can begin to accept their benefits. How will you ever navigate that as a layperson? The answer is you won't. Health insurance. Medicare planning, what's best for you. By the way, on the Social Security thing, look, you've done the right thing your whole life. This is one of your most important financial decisions of your adult lifetime. Do not blow it. Do not blow it. Health insurance, Medicare planning, what's best for you. Life insurance, protecting your family from dying too young. Retirement planning, estate planning, being certain your heirs get what's theirs. Minimize probate taxes. College planning for your children and grandchildren to maximize financial aid opportunities. Kiwi Financial Group's on a mission to have a positive influence in our clients' lives. Call Kiwi Financial today, 864-654-5043, 864-654-5043, or toll-free, 800-585-5816, 800-585-5816, or stop by their office in Clemson at 402 Pendleton Drive-In, right next door to Max Drive-In, and you will thank me later. All right, let's get to some baseball predictions. At the very least, we need to get the predictions out there today. We're not going to have an awful lot of time to offer our evaluations on why we chose all these games. But let me just take a quick look at the Major League scoreboard. The Braves and Phillies locked in a 2-2 struggle in the top of the eighth inning. The Dodgers and Rockies also in a 2-2 game in the fifth inning. The Pirates, John Heights Pirates, with a win over the division favorite Cubbies today. The Twins took care of the Brewers. Twins should be pretty good. I think they'll be in contention in the AL Central. The Padres are crushing the Diamondbacks. You know, the Padres are a really good baseball team. I mean, they're definitely one of the three best teams in the National League. And the only bad news for them is they're in a division where the likely best team in the National League resides. That's a bit of a dilemma. The hey, Ramona. Hey, Ramona, you there?
Yeah, what's okay, up? I'm here.
Well, you know, I thought, by the way, you should see the comments from people on all the stuff we were saying on the Mets earlier. The people said they're driving off the road. They can't stop laughing. And offered all their additional comments. Yeah, true about my Mets. But you know what's not? You know what's even funnier than my Mets?
What?
Quark's Reds.
Oh no! You know he is wearing a sweatshirt that said Reds on it.
Yeah,
today.
Well, he's probably taking that off by now.
Because yeah, I looked at it and I was trying to think of what that was, and then I remembered he's a Reds fan.
You know, I picked his Reds to win that division last year. It was my biggest mistake in baseball in the last 5 years. I won't be making that same mistake. But I thought my Mets were having a bad day, Ramona, in that we weren't playing because our opponent has COVID.
Yeah.
I'd rather not be playing and have my opponent have COVID than to be where Quark's Reds are, because Quark's Reds trail Ed's Cardinals 11-4 in the top of the fifth.
They've
given up 11 runs in 4 innings.
That's not a good start.
That's not how you want to start the year.
Not at all.
No, it's not. I'd rather I'd rather have my game canceled due to COVID than be shelling 11-4 in the fourth inning. So
absolutely.
Yeah. I'm now fine with my Mets not playing today, by the way.
Yeah, because you didn't want to be compared to that.
Yeah, I don't want to be on that side of that deal. So really? I'm now fine with that. Again, the Braves continue to be locked in a tight one, 2-2. So let's start this conversation. In fact, you know what? Let's start there. Let's start with the Braves. No reason to bury the lead. Let's start with the Braves and the NL East. My Mets are getting a lot of love. A lot of love in the NL East, Rona. A lot of love. Are you saying that Ed is calling already about his Cardinals?
No, Ted.
Oh, Ted. He's okay. Yeah, I see what the issue is. He's way down my board.
Yeah, that's what I said, because I knew.
Yeah, all right. You know what? In fact, why don't you put him up for me?
Okay.
Seminole Ted, who's now Atlanta Braves Ted. Is that right?
Yeah, I am. Now, I'm always going to be Seminole Ted, but I'm always going to be pulling for my Bravos. I'm a Braves fan for life. You know, that being said, I haven't had a chance to get in and talk about the basketball game. No. You know, we just got a bully beat down against Michigan. It was awful. I talked to you about it on Twitter. And when you just get outplayed like that, I mean, it was a bully beat down. And you even said you thought that game could get ugly quick, and it did. You know, I was out of town and listening to the game on the radio, and they came out of halftime and started the second half and went on a run and got that thing cut to 5. And I'm like, okay, here we go. And then Michigan just turned on the gas. And what was really deflating was to see them get held to 51 points or 49 points. So it was not a good weekend in basketball for me, just because, you know, at least the team you lose to, you'd like to think they may go on and win, you know, but yeah, that was awful. Now, on to the
Well, you're a good man there, Ted. You're a good, honest man calling back in. We appreciate that.
Well, I mean, we talked about it on Twitter a little bit, too.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and I will always call in. I may not get in on Monday because I work during this time of the day, but I do always call in. Yep. But, you know, talking about the Braves, you know, of course, the Phillies put in Aaron Nola today, and he is a beast. I mean, just they say he's working on a cutter, and he was pretty good with that cutter, but it looks like the Panda got a hold of one, and we got us a good little game there. You know, I guess some balmy conditions up there in Philly right now, but, you know, I'm excited. Yes, day one, at least 32 teams, you know, at least 16 teams are going to finish today really, really happy, or 15 teams, whatever it is. They're going to finish, you know, this first game happy. The other ones, not so much. I hear you on your Mets. How do you think the NL East is going to stack up? And I'll take that off the air, Walt. Thank you. One other thing, Walt. I really appreciate Robert doing that little PSA at the end. My dad's in the Richard Campbell VA home, and we had some great help through the VA to get him his benefits. But so many people suffer with trying to get through paperwork and everything else. So I wanted to say I really appreciate Robert coming out with that, because – some people just don't know that there is light at the end of the tunnel. So I appreciate that. You have a good
Absolutely.
One.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, Ted. Thank you. And thank you from Robert's standpoint as well. Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, on the NL East and the Braves, you know, Ramona, there's so much love being given by Mets I want to pick my Mets.
You want to pick them.
Yeah, because, you know, again, all I ever do is pick somebody else. I did pick the Mets like once or twice, and then I just stopped because I knew how stupid it was. Yeah, no, it's just stupid. I mean, you know, more than anything else, we like to be right. Well, you can't be right when you're picking my Mets, because, you know, we already know my Mets are going to have this assortment of ailments that no one's ever heard of before, and we have the worst medical team in sports. You know, I don't know that any of our medical people actually have degrees from anywhere. And if they did, they ordered them, you know, out of the back of a magazine or something. No, that's how it is. That's how it is. So the bottom line is, I so want to pick my Mets to win the division, Rona. But
you're not gonna?
Not even when the rest of the world is saying, oh, yeah, this is it.
Why are they saying that now?
Yeah, okay. Of course they are. Right. Yeah, the Mets are getting all sorts of love. I can't do it. Just I can't do it. I won't
hold it against you.
No, look, I've seen this act too many times before. Now I will say this. I am gonna wild card my Mets.
That's getting them in.
Yes, getting them in. They should be in. They've got the greatest pitchers ever lived.
Here you go. They should be in, is what you're telling me.
That's right. They should be in the playoffs, but I'm not picking them to win the division. You're putting them in the back door. I'm picking them for one of the wild card spots, like a reasonable person would. That's right. So I will be picking the Mets to win the wild card, but I am picking the Atlanta Braves in the NL East. I'm picking the Braves. I hear a lot of negativity about the Braves. I don't get what it is. What's the downside of Soroka and Fried and Charlie Morton and Anderson? What's the downside? I think Soroka has recovered from the Achilles. All signs look good there, end of April, whatever. But I think the starting pitching should be pretty good. The bullpen should be pretty good. And the lineup's awesome. When you have, Acuna and Albies and Freeman and Azuña and, Darnold and Swanson and, the lineup is tough to get through. That lineup is terrific. And the young talent is incredible. And Acuna has only scratched the surface of what he can do. So, look, I don't know what the Mets are going to be yet. I think that when you look at the Mets' talent now, it looks pretty good. I think when you look at the Mets' starting pitching, it looks pretty good. There's a reason to think that the Mets can win 90 games. And there's a reason to think the Braves can win 95. And that's sort of how I see it. I think the Braves are going to win 95 games, something of that sort. And I think the Mets are going to win 90. That number, that total in the Mets is 91.5. I'll have to go under that, given what I expect to be the normal condition of our starting pitching staff, health-wise. So I'll have to go under that, but not by a lot. So I'll say the Braves win the division. They win 95, 96 games, and the Mets finish second in the wild card with 90. We'll do that.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
There are new forms of the coronavirus. Just what we needed, right?
Yeah. So we wondered, are we doing enough to protect ourselves and our son?
Turns out we are. Because things like well-fitted masks, 6 feet of space, avoiding crowds,
all of that still works. And getting vaccinated, when it's our turn.
COVID may not be letting up,
but neither are we.
We can do this. Learn more at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by...